Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Yesterday, we began looking at 2 Peter, that first chapter, which talks about the exceeding great and precious promises that are given to us, and they were given that we can be partakers of the divine nature. God is calling us to perfect holiness in the fear of the Lord, that we are a consecrated people. We are a people who desire to please the Lord, to walk in holiness before Him, to walk in the Spirit, by the Spirit, being led by the Spirit. The same are the sons of God. And so we find in 2 Corinthians, and I'd like to share a few passages there with you. In the 6th chapter, verse 14 says, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers? For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." Let's look at these promises. He's saying, what agreement has the temple of God with idols? We are the temple of the living God. And if we will come out from everything unclean that pollutes, the Lord says, He will dwell in us. He will walk in us. He will be our God. We shall be His people. He will receive us. We will be as sons and daughters, and He will be a father to us. What a beautiful, beautiful situation, beloved. God is calling us in these days to walk in a faith that we've not known before, to begin to understand with that spirit of wisdom and revelation operating how that applies to our personal lives. Beloved, you have a divine destiny. God wants you to move in faith. He has a promised land for you to explore, to conquer, to taste the good things of the blessings that He has before you. And of course, that makes you think of the people of Israel. And after Moses died, God raised up Joshua. And we see the book of Joshua opens up with the nation of Israel poised at the edge of the promised land. After 40 years of wandering in the desert, it must have looked like paradise to them, green and lush, full of potential. And as the Lord said, a land flowing with milk and honey. But there was just a bit of a problem. Between them and Canaan was the Jordan River, and it was at flood stage. Its banks were overflowing. And the problem was how to get one entire nation, along with its children, livestock, tents, possessions, across that flooding river. And just imagine for a minute what Joshua might have felt as he looked over the situation. He certainly didn't look to himself or any other human means to accomplish that crossing. If he had, the first thing he would have done would have been to round up all the civil engineers in the crowd and start drawing up plans for a giant pontoon bridge. But the scriptures record no such action. Joshua had been with Moses. He saw the great miracles that God had done. And so Joshua was trusting God alone to get that nation across. Beloved, just because you're out to trust God instead of yourself, that doesn't mean that you sort of wander around in a sort of a half-dazed lethargy, just resting in the Lord, trusting in God. Joshua just didn't amble up and down the banks of the Jordan waiting for God to make a way through. after God had spoken to him, his faith committed itself with an action. What happened? Joshua told the priest to pick up the Ark of the Covenant, which was God's presence, and start into the water. Now, beloved, that would take some faith. Not only for Joshua to give the command, but for the priests. You try to begin to walk your way through a river at flood stage. But as soon as God saw the soles of those priest sandals getting damp, he stopped the river's waters, and he made a dry road right through, and the whole nation crossed in safety. Let me read just a portion of Joshua, the third chapter, starting at verse 10. And Joshua said, "Hereby you shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites and the Hivites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Girgashites and the Amorites and the Jebusites. Behold, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth passes over before you into Jordan. Now, therefore, take you 12 men out of every tribe of Israel, out of every tribe a man. And it shall come to pass, as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests that bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of Jordan, that the waters of Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand upon a heap. And it shall come to pass, when the people removed from their tents to pass over Jordan, and the priests bearing the ark of the covenant before the people, and as they that bear the ark were come unto Jordan, and the feet of the priests that bear the ark were dipped in the brim of the water, for Jordan overfloweth all his banks at the time of harvest, that the waters which came down from above stood and rose up upon a heap very far from the city of Adam." And it goes on to say, The waters were cut off, and the people passed over right against Jericho. And the priests that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan. And all the Israelites passed over on dry ground until all the people were passed clean over Jordan, until they were entirely over. Beloved, this is what God does in response to faith. The initial action completed Israel's faith, and God responded. And beloved, we need to remember who God is. We need to remember it is His power working in us, and it is His resources that we depend on. I feel that there are some folks listening to me as we have shared this time together, and God has something before you, and He is waiting for you to respond in faith. Beloved, it's not your might, it's not your wisdom, but God has something ahead for you. There is an open door in the Spirit that He wants you to go through. And the Lord is, He's promised to be with you. He's given exceeding great and precious promises. There is an open door. And when God opens a door, beloved, as I shared from the book of Revelation, Jesus said, "No man can shut that door that I have opened for you." A lot of times we bemoan the closed doors that God has shut in our faces, but we should be grateful. We should be thankful, because sometimes in our zeal or in our well-meaning, we want to go through a door. It sounds really, really good, but thank God He closed that door. We just want to go through the doors that the Lord has opened. And I feel there is a door in the Spirit that He wants you to go through. And this not only relates to your ministry, the things that God wants to accomplish through you to touch the lives of others, but also your personal life. He wants to give you greater victories in the areas that have been challenging you, the things that, like the habits that seem to cling to you. You want deliverance. You've been crying out to God for all that you can be in the Lord. And the Lord would just say to you, "Beloved, hear the word of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is ministering to you right now, that even as you receive, even as you open your heart to receive the things of the Spirit of the Lord, I say unto you, I open a door before you. No man can shut this door. If you will respond in faith, if your heart will arise and know that of a surety and of a confidence that you can place your trust in the living God, I will not fail you. I will not forsake you, says the Lord." I will bear my holy arm in your behalf, and I will take those obstacles, those roadblocks, the things that the enemy has set before you that seem to be impossible, impassable, that you cannot get through. For the Lord says, I will make those mountains a way. I will make a way through the wilderness, says the Lord. And just as I did for Joshua, just as I did for my people Israel, I will make a way through the waters, and you shall go into your promised land. You shall experience the goodness of the Lord. Yea, my exceeding great and precious promises. Yea, those promises that will enable you to partake of the very nature of your God, the divine nature of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hear the word of the Lord, beloved. Fear not, faint not, for I strengthen you, I empower you right now by the hand of my anointing, that you shall not fear the works of darkness, for I am with you. I have given you my word. It is the offensive sword of the Spirit, and you shall go forth in strength. I strengthen you with might in your inner man, that you may go forward only, that you will not look backward. You won't look to the past. You won't turn around. You won't turn to the right or to the left, but you shall set your face as a flint unto the Lord, and you shall go forward. For it is God working in you both to will and to do of my good pleasure, says the Lord. Praise God. I felt the presence and the power of God. I don't know what it is, what door God wants you to go through, but be assured, be confident, trust in Him, not in your own strength. He will give you that spirit of wisdom and revelation flowing through you, that you will see God do mighty, wondrous things. He's raising up a supernatural people, beloved. And if you've accepted Jesus, you're part of that body, praise God. You're part of the manifestation of the sons of God in this hour, praise the Lord. Well, I could go on for an hour, but my time is drawing to a close. And so I invite you to write. I invite you to share your prayer needs. Know that if God, the Holy Spirit, is moving on you, He has an express and specific purpose for you to do that. And so just obey Him. He that has ears to hear, let him hear. And in the name of Jesus, I bring this broadcast to a close with my heartfelt blessings and love for you in the name of the Lord. And I invite you to tune into the website, The Unveil Christ, and be blessed at your convenience to broadcasts that are archived there. God bless you. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to The Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.